Hi, this is Dr. Peggy Banks.
And I'm Babby Mason.
And we are here together again, sitting around the table, just two girls talking about things that matter to God.
Amen. Talking about hope has a name.
That's right.
And you know, the show actually was inspired by a song.
That's right.
But the song was inspired by a billboard.
Oh, right?
Yeah,
okay. How'd that
one
come
day
about?
I'm driving down the street. You know, as a writer, we just look for inspiration anywhere.
Right.
And I'm driving down the street, and there's this big billboard. It was a billboard for a church, a nearby church.
Yes.
And in big writing, hope has a name.
Wow.
It's like, wow, man, that is a great idea for a song.
Yes, yes.
And so my good friend Cheryl Rogers and I, who's a wonderful producer and songwriter friend, and we sat down and wrote that song called Hope Has a Name.
Yes.
And thank God that the message just still lives on to inspire us and encourage us.
It does, and it's needed even more and more today, I think. We have been looking for hope in all the wrong places sometimes. We all need some hope. There's things that we're facing every single day that make us feel hopeless, whether it's with our economy or our nation or our future. What is our future today? What is your future, my future? Will I get married? Will I not get married? Will I have children? Will I not have children? My past, you know, death, whatever it is. There's always a place in our life where we can have more hope, where
that's
God
right.
wants us to know the hope that we can have in Jesus.
Yes.
And that's really what we're trying to say here with Hope Has a Name. We want you to know that the hope that you can find that is lasting for all eternity is found in Jesus Christ. And God so loved the world that he sent Jesus here to this earth to live and teach us about who God is. And then he went to the cross, to die on the cross for our sins, but was buried and raised from the dead on the third day. And today, those who invite Jesus to be their Savior, profess his name as Lord, the Bible says we can be saved, saved from ever being separated from God for all eternity.
Yes.
So we believe today that hope has a name, and we want you to join in the conversations that we have here around the table. And we want you to know that you can email us, you can send us your comments or thoughts or even topics that you want us to talk about. And our email is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. So, Babby, we're continuing to talk about these declarations,
yes.
these things that we're declaring as women, as daughters of the Most High King, because of who Jesus is in our life.
And I think, or I know, these declarations are so important for us to speak words of life, because how many times have we spoken or declared words of death?
Exactly.
Like, man, I'll never get out of this, or I'm broke, busted, disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm so stupid.
Yeah.
I'm so fat. I mean, you know, we just speak these words, but actually they're words of death.
That's right. Right.
And so this declaration is to encourage us to speak words of life.
That's right.
Because they're centered around the Word of God.
Yes.
And so I wrote this declaration and wrote a book called I Am a Daughter of the Most High King. And each statement is an inspiration or devotional and chapters in a book by the same name, I'm a Daughter of the Most High King. And so each statement is a statement of faith. So I'll read the paragraph and then I'll stop at the sentence or the phrase that we want to talk about today.
Okay.
So, I am a daughter of the Most High King. I am deeply loved, highly favored, and greatly blessed. My identity is in Christ alone. I know who I am and whose I am.
That's great.
Amen.
That. Mm-hmm.
I am the righteousness of God in Christ, accepted in the Beloved, a joint heir together with Christ, and a part of the family of God. I have decided to follow Jesus with all my heart. There will be no turning around, no slacking up, no backing down, no striking out, and no giving in. Mm-hmm. And here is the declaration that we're going to talk about today. I will not compromise my faith, abandon my convictions, or cower in the face of adversity.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
That's amazing.
That's a statement of faith right there.
Absolutely. And there are some words in there that I can really identify with, and maybe our listeners can too, but I know this, I will not compromise. The word compromise, abandon, and cower. Those are three things I know before I was a follower of Jesus that I did. I did compromise in many ways with my choices with relationships and my, you know, things that I did that were not honoring to God. Certainly, I abandoned what I believed to be true. I always abandoned and did what other people wanted me to do rather than what I knew what was right. And then cowering. I've definitely have walked in a life of physical violence where I know what it means to cower, literally cower in a corner because of fear of death, that someone is there to hurt me physically and potentially could kill me. So I know what that literally means. So Babbie, I love to just talk about this, that I will not compromise my faith, abandon my convictions, or cower in the face of adversity. There's so much power in these statements.
And these words mean a lot to me.
Yes, yeah.
And a lot of this, or all of it, really comes out of my own personal experience. And, you know, I grew up a preacher's kid, accepted Christ when I was just 8 years of age, even though all of my life I've had a keen awareness of who God is from hearing my daddy preach, you know, Sunday in, Sunday out. They didn't believe in babysitters. Mm-hmm. So they took us to church and sat us right there on the front row while daddy taught Wednesday night Bible study. You know what I mean? So
yes.
I've been going to church since 9 months before I was born. I mean, that's how long I've been in church all my life.
That's great.
But there still was a season in my life where I struggled with my faith becoming my own faith.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to college, to junior college, right out of high school, I had this dream, this notion that I wanted to be an R&B singer.
Mm-hmm.
There was Aretha. I grew up not far from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
There was Aretha, the queen of soul. She was not only the queen of soul, she was the queen of Motown.
Aretha Franklin.
Even though she never recorded for Motown.
Yes.
But she lived in Detroit, which is Motown. So she was the epitome of R&B singers for me.
Right.
And right out of high school, I thought, you know, I don't want to sing gospel music. That's my mama's and daddy's music. I want to make a way for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so on Fridays and Saturday nights, I'd go to the local bar and club and try to get discovered by somebody who I thought might be in the audience who could discover me and take me to Motown.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, every Sunday morning, and I was a Christian. I accepted Christ when I was 8 years of age.
Right.
And then every Sunday morning, I'd show back up at church, play the piano for the choir, lead the singing, act like I was, you know, the best Christian in the world. So there was this struggle, this constant struggle that I went through for about 2 years of my life when I was in junior college. And one day, after graduating from that school, I transferred to a Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I was sitting in the snack bar and I'd ordered a cup of soup. And it was in a styrofoam cup.
Oh, girl, come on now.
We talked about that earlier.
Oh.
It was in a styrofoam cup.
Right.
And as the soup began to grow lukewarm, the grease, you know, the orange globules of grease, come get the picture, was just kind of sticking to the sides of that styrofoam cup. And I was eating the soup with a plastic spoon, and the grease just kind of coagulated and rolled off that plastic spoon. And I did not have my Bible open that day, but I had enough of the word in me to know the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And my memory took me to the book of the Revelation, chapter 3, where the letter to the church at Laodicea is in that chapter.
Yes.
And it was like Jesus was reading my mail.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the passage. I know your works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting at the lunch table and I hear this in my spirit. I know your works. I know that you're neither hot nor cold. Mm-hmm. And I wish you were one or the other.
Yeah.
But because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spew you out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And it was like a come to Jesus meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that it was time for me to either get right or get left. And I'd been a Christian ever since I was 8. But that day, I surrendered my life fully to the Lord.
Yeah.
And he became my Lord that day as a college junior.
Wow.
And that's what, when I see the word compromise, that's what compromise looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It means, it looks like being lukewarm. It's
being
neither here nor there, the best of the worst of the best.
Mm-hmm.
You are betwixt and between. You've not made up your mind.
Yes.
You're trying to please one while trying to please the other.
Yeah.
And the Bible warns us about that all through the Word.
It does. It does. And it can look different for each of us. You know, it looks differently in each of our lives. But even compromising where you're staying in a conversation with somebody or with a group of people that's not honoring to God.
Yes.
Or you're at a party and people are looking at things.
And we feel that conviction.
We do. We
on the inside.
Right. And we think, oh, yeah, I shouldn't be looking at this, or I shouldn't even be talking about these things, or I shouldn't be thinking these things of other people. And we compromise our faith in order to be accepted into the group. You know, this fear of ridicule or rejection. If I say, hey, guys, turn that off, or hey, that's not very appropriate to talk like that about somebody or with someone. So I think there's ways, little subtle ways that we do it. And this is a great story, Bebby, for you, knowing that God was calling you to a higher calling. He wants to use your gifting, your voice that he's given you as his gift, to honor God with it. But yet this way in our own understanding, we think, I'm just going to go this route, down this road. But God's revealed to you and convicted you that was a compromise for me. And it can be something for you that's not necessarily for me. But that's where we have to listen to the Holy Spirit
right.
in our hearts.
And develop our own faith walk and our own relationship
exactly
with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that individual.
Right.
You know, he cares about you just mm-hmm. as much as he cares about me and our friends that are listening. He cares about you.
That's right. That's
and he
right.
cares about every detail mm-hmm. of your life.
Yes.
And he will speak to you mm-hmm. in a way that is unique
yes.
to your relationship.
Yes, yes. There's something that I think about in compromising my faith involves relationships. You know, sometimes there are things that people want to do, even as couples. My husband and I, you know, I don't get into hot tubs with other couples because of things that have happened in my past that before I knew Christ was not honoring. And so I don't even put myself in situations where there could be temptation. And so I think sometimes it's very simple for us to just say, that's really stupid. It's not important. Everybody else is doing it. But I think for us to really seek the Lord and to say, what is it that God is saying to us?
Yes.
Will be something that will compromise our faith, will be a way that God will not be glorified in all that we do. And that's okay. And to be okay with it and know that today we're making a declaration that we will not compromise our faith. And so our next show, we're going to talk about the rest of that statement. What does it mean to abandon our convictions or cower in the face of adversity? So we thank you for listening with us today on this podcast. And again, if you want to just share your thoughts with us, have a question, you can email us at twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Babby, it's great being with you today.
It's always my joy, my friend. God bless you.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Hope has a name. The name has a face.